Hey, it's me. What are you doing right now? Cool. If possible, how soon could I come over tonight? No, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. I just figured I finally owed you an explanation. Yeah, I'm ready. So, can I come over? Great. Well, I'm here, so let me in. Quit laughing and open the fucking door.
Hi. Enjoying your little giggle? Well, yeah, for your information, I have been pacing in front of your doorstep for the last 5 minutes being a scared little bitch. Happy? Great. Let me in. Yeah, I'm good. I am good. I am great. I am committed. I am going to raid your kitchen for all the alcohol you've got. No. I do not want to be drunk for this. God damn it. Do you mind if we go to the couch? Great. Okay. First, before I say anything, I wanted to thank you for giving me time with this. I haven't actually told anyone about this outside of the pack, a few regional officials, and a very, very patient therapist. It's just... it's something that... fuck, I don't even know how to explain this in a nice way, because there is no nice way to talk about it, and... believe me, I have racked my brain for days trying to think of the best way to tell you, and the only way to tell you is to just say all of it. When I tell you, you might look at me differently, and you might see the pack a lot differently, and that is so fucking terrifying, but I know I can tell you. I'm telling you because I trust you. And I know that no matter what I say right now, you'll hear me. Because you've always heard me. And if you can trust me with your secret, then I know that I can trust you with mine. The person you had a vision about was Alexander. He was our pack's previous alpha. I mean, he wasn't a good one by any stretch of the imagination. He was distant, but somehow still controlling, and liked to micromanage without actually ever being there, which... I don't know, he had been alpha for so long, none of us really questioned it. That was just his quirky way of leadership. Some shit. Essentially, none of us saw him for more than a couple minutes at a time throughout the year, but we had our monthly pack meetings with our beta, and she passed along his messages, so it was fine enough. That being said, every summer we had this trip up in the woods where we would all go rent out a bunch of these cabins. And it was the entire pack, all 40 plus of us. Yeah, our pack used to be a lot bigger. 3 years ago, it was our usual vacation, and everything was going really well. It was fun and nice, and it was one of the few chances where we all just got to be together. Go on hunts, shift, play around. It was the only time our pack felt like a pack, and not just some poorly attended business meeting. So it meant a lot to us. The second to last night at the cabins, a lot of the adults had went out into the next town over to go clubbing, bar hopping, all that shit. It was kind of tradition at that point. And some of the older pack members stayed behind, talking about having a private conversation, so Claire and I hung out with the kids, keeping an eye on them, making sure that they didn't go bothering the adults, watching them shift and chase each other around the place. It was a good night. Around 9 o'clock, something like that, we heard shouts from inside the main cabin, and we just assumed that the meeting had ended and they'd cracked open the liquor cabinet. It was pretty common for us, so we didn't think twice about it. We thought a little bit about it, because eventually Claire offered to go inside and sneak us a bottle. She went inside, I stayed to watch the kids for a minute, and she was in there for barely a minute, maybe two, before she came running out yelling, "We need to go. We gotta go." She was running so fast that we almost didn't notice the claw marks on her shoulder or the blood. At the time, we didn't know what the meeting was about. All we knew in that moment was that it had escalated to the point where Alexander had shifted. And when Claire went inside, she'd found the bodies. Alexander was still somewhere inside the cabin, injured, slow, so she'd bolted the cabin door, and the two of us sprinted to get the kids. They were all confused, but they didn't put up much of a fight when we got them to my car. I think seeing the blood on Claire put them all in shock. Fuck it, we were all in shock, but at that point, the two of us were just running on autopilot. We were about to take off when we realized that we were missing one. Yeah. Apparently, they'd tried to call Genevieve, but the kids were being so loud that they went off and found some secluded spot to call her away from the rest of the pack. Which would have been fine in any other fucking case, but we had no idea where they were. We had no time to go and look for them, but it didn't matter, because Claire just shoved the keys into my hands and pushed me to the driver's side door and told me to go. Told me to get the kids as far away as we possibly could and call the rest of the pack, get help. I was just overwhelmed and scared out of my fucking mind. I didn't even question it. I got in the car, Claire went to find them, and I drove away. I left her. I left both of them. And in hindsight, I know it was the right thing to do when all we knew was that there were several bodies a few yards away and a shifted werewolf who could get up at any fucking second. We did what we could in that moment. And I did what Claire said, but I don't think I will ever forget Tristan screaming at me from the backseat to turn around. I didn't listen. I called my dad and told him what was happening, and he said that the rest of the pack would meet us halfway. As soon as I saw them, I didn't even cut the engine before I jumped out of the car and just started running back for the cabins. I couldn't answer any other questions. I didn't talk to anyone. I just shifted and ran back to my best friend. I have never run so fast in my fucking life. And it still wasn't fast enough. No, thank God. Alexander had cornered them and managed to get their leg, but that was the extent of their injuries. I mean, they couldn't shift without injuring themselves more, but it could have been a lot fucking worse. By the end of that night, we had lost 6 pack members. Claire almost made 7. By some fucking miracle, someone was able to come and heal her in time, because she never would have survived the trip to a hospital, not with those injuries, not when there were so many. No, I don't include him in the 6. But Alexander didn't make it out of there alive either. I don't remember seeing him anywhere on the grounds, but Simon did. After that, it was an endless process of funeral arrangements, talking with authorities, being investigated by the region's shifter council, and then a year-long trial with all the witness testimonies and hearings, all of which ended with Alexander being posthumously convicted of murder on several counts and Claire being appointed as Alpha once he recovered from her injuries. And then the trial just ended, and the pack was left to deal with all of it. And there was so much fucking arguing between everybody. Some still believed Alexander was innocent, of all things. Others were mad that Claire had agreed to take the position with little to no experience. And they acted like that night wasn't their fucking fault. During the trial, we found out that that little meeting that Alexander had had with some of the other pack members included our beta, Macy, who was informing him that more than half the pack had decided to secede. A bunch of them had already started looking for new jobs and new places to live, and they were just letting Alexander know, and that had set him fucking off. And I know that no one ever expected that night to go the way that it did, but I always wondered what might have happened that night if everyone in the pack had been clued into this plan rather than the select few who decided to change everything and then take no responsibility. No. Court didn't matter. You want to know what fucking happened? The fucking bastards Not even a week after her appointment, almost half of our pack just dipped. Left without so much as a goodbye to the rest of us. I remember listening to my dad scream on the phone for hours when it happened. Members he'd spent his entire life with just turned their backs on the rest of us. And Claire just took all of it. Kept her head up and accepted every request to separate like it was nothing. I really wish I could say I supported her through all of that shit like I should have, but I was probably the worst person to be around. I was just so angry at everybody. At the council for their decision, at my dad for not stepping up when I expected him to, and fuck, I was even angry at Claire when she decided to isolate herself during her recovery. She'd been through hell and back, needed time alone to come to terms with everything, and I was mad at her for it. Then half the pack abandoned us, and that just sent me over the fucking edge. I was hurt and furious, and when Claire called me to help her plan what to do for our first pack meeting in over a year, I finally had an outlet for all the shit I couldn't process. I will never forgive myself for what I said that night. And it doesn't matter that Claire forgave me and we've recovered since, because I will never be able to take those words back. I can work for the rest of my life to make up for it, but that will never change what I did. And for some godforsaken reason, Claire asked me to be her beta a few months later, and I agreed. I don't think I deserve to be her right hand, but I'm just grateful that she still wanted me in her life at all. I'm not the best, but I'm trying to be the friend I should have been 2 years ago. Yeah, I was definitely not as good at regulating my emotions as I am now, as you have seen. Yeah. I'm learning from past mistakes. I'm trying to. Anyway. It took some time, definitely. Lots of trial and error at the start, but we got the hang of it eventually. And obviously, after some time, we decided to move. There were just too many bad memories there, so Glenwood seemed like a good option for a fresh start. A much needed one. Yeah, of course, you can ask me anything. No, it's not rude or insensitive. It's all good. I mean, you know firsthand, I already talked to Claire about telling you all this, and that means everything. Claire does still have all of the scars from that night. And they're not ones that can really be easily hidden. So when she's out in public or dealing with non-wielders, she hides them under a glamour. I mean, healing magic can do a lot, but it's not perfect. No, actually, it wasn't anyone in the pack who healed her. A lot of us weren't really encouraged to learn magic outside of shifting, so healing isn't really anyone's strong suit. It was actually a healer that found Claire before I even got there. Well, I say healer, kind of a loose term. It was a blood mage. A pretty fucking powerful one at that. She's the one that helped Claire through her recovery and kind of gave us the information about Glenwood. Once we did some research of our own and Claire proposed that we move, it was a unanimous vote. There were just too many bad memories back where we were, and a fresh start seemed like the best option. Cut to a few months later, we had bought the den, we were establishing a business proposal with Celine, and a few months later after that, I was breaking into my neighbor's place. So that was my entire family's mass trauma. Thank you for being such a captive audience. That was a lot. That was a fucking lot. Are you okay? Okay. If this changes anything about the way you feel about us, I completely understand, and I don't want you to feel like you have to stay friends with me just because you feel this. Okay.
A hug is nice.
So just to have a verbal confirmation, I didn't scare you off.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Yeah. Yeah, we've kind of been through some shit. It's not the best in the world, but I think it's a pretty good contender for tragic anime backstory. Thank you. Thank you for listening. For thank you for being someone I could tell that to. It's been almost a whole year since we moved to Glenwood in the first place, and for as much as I'm grateful that it's given my family a second chance at peace, I am just so fucking grateful that I got to meet you. I have never met anyone like you in my goddamn life, and I feel like there is so much more that I want to tell you. But after all that, I really don't think I could come up with the words that I really, really want to be able to say right. You have been so patient with me ever since the first night we met. Could you be patient for just a little while longer? until I can say it right. Yeah, pinky promise. So, pulling away from ideas of things in the past, there is that fall festival coming up in a few days. And I haven't really asked you properly yet, so want to be my plus one? Sure, anything. Oh my god. You are not dressing up as a werewolf.